Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So yesterday we received a very interesting email, and that email was from Amilcar, who is a director of Creative Access. And the interesting thing about it was Amilcar's connection and contact with Amnesty International. A very good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. Thanks a lot for having me. Hello to your viewers. Yeah, look, I think the email I actually sent through to Chai FM was based on the discussion you had with the executive director of Amnesty, right? And basically, I was quite shocked to hear not only her response, but basically also the carelessness that Amnesty International as a whole has taken towards the stand of Israel. So if you look at my article, which I give Chai FM full right to publish it if you guys want.
Okay,
but basically, about 7 years ago, I was fortunate enough to be a consultant working for a company that shared the same business, commercial space as Chai FM. Amnesty International, correct. So what happened was that, we shared the same common unit, the common space. And every lunch we'd have, we'd also sit around the table and discuss. And 90% of the discussions were all around very anti-Israel rhetoric, right? So occasionally I would open my mouth and I'd say something, and particularly one particular day when I came to the office, and I walked into lunch, and I hadn't understood exactly what the discussion points about. There was a Palestinian boy that passed away, and everybody was livid, and basically everybody's quite emotional. And I asked the question. I said, "Guys, what's the backstory? Told me in. I you can't take everything at face value. Kind of need to put me in the whole picture." And I was castrated for that. Basically, ostracized and. From that point on, nobody really spoke to me. And I'm a very proud kid. I wasn't as vocal as I am today. And at that specific point in time, right, I'll never forget that I was more shocked at the fact that nobody was willing to have a conversation. Nobody was willing to look at the facts and look at the entire story completely. Look, for me, it's not the fact that people have this obscured view of Israel, of Israel. I just think that it would be more productive to have conversations, and I think that's the issue I had from day one. Israel's not perfect. It's not a country that does everything right.
Of course not.
They do their very best, and I think from a humanitarian point of view, I think it's a light amongst the dark, right? There's a lot of other countries that you can call and you can compare Israel to with regards to human rights violations. And, my whole issue I had with Amnesty International was that, I work in a space where Amnesty International, just the grassroots people, like the guys from the very bottom, your analysts, the guys who do the printing, the guys from the very bottom to the middle of management, right? They had this very toxic idea about Israel. And then when I hear a executive director of Amnesty, leaning towards regulations and following like more of the legal understanding of what human rights is, I kind of realized that, there is, it's sad because the entire organization comes across as very there's a reason why they come across as very anti-Semitic, right, or anti-Israel. Not so much anti-Semitic, but anti-Israel. And that's another discussion to be had, right? But the point I wanted to make is simply because how are you going to change an organization like that? How are you going to make them accountable? This is an organization that I don't believe it's the first time they've read something Kevin.
No, it certainly isn't. It certainly isn't. And it's I really appreciate you reaching out to us, because it's very rare to get an inside view of from somebody who sits around a table, or who used to sit around a table with them at lunch, and who hears the level of bias. And what I find interesting was Amnesty International should be engaged with humanitarian issues all around the world, but something that you said earlier on was 90% of the discussions were around Israel, and that is reflected in their findings, and it is reflected in their focus, which is a massive, massive problem, because if you're only focusing on one thing, then there's a cost to that. You don't have the time to focus on everything, and they've chosen one particular cause, it would seem.
No, absolutely. And one thing also I wanted to just mention is that, you know, on occasion there might have been maybe one or two, you know, people working for Amnesty International would actually look at more of a holistic approach to kind of the media kind of rhetoric on Israel. And they would like to see maybe the opposite views. And very quickly, you'd see in the next couple of months, these guys weren't around. You know, they were moved either to other positions or just dismissed completely. And when you look at an organization like, for example, the UN, right? And then you've got other companies or other organizations who keep them accountable, you know, keep them on their toes, such as the UN Watch. Now, I think we need to also look at this as an opportunity to also to learn, to make others, organizations, not only like UN Watch, not only like Amnesty International, but other companies, you know, make them responsible, get sight. Maybe we need to, you know, do a think tank where we do almost like a fact check on these kind of articles. And we also need to have exposure and have the same kind of airtime that, you know, these organizations have.
Right.
Because, you know, unfortunately, you know, holistically, I do think that there's a lot of things that we're winning with regards to Israel and shining a light on the world and exposing, you know, what Israel is really all about. But I don't think it's enough. I think we need to do a little bit more.
Well yeah, the problem is it's often preaching to the converted. So the problem with this is this report will be taken, and that point was made, I tried to make it yesterday, where she used the Durban conference, which was a well-known anti-Semitic, anti-Israel festival, really, and she's using that to quote that. Now somebody else is going to use this report. So it's almost they're building this repository of anti-Israel stuff, and they're relying on each other. But actually, there's no, you know, that, and I'm not saying there's no basis, because incidents need to be looked at per se. Each incident needs to be looked at, but you can only do that if you remove the rhetoric. When you start throwing the word apartheid around, which is very, very emotive, and you're labeling people and labeling countries, then you actually are showing that you're unwilling to have those conversations. How do we change that? And is there a willingness on Amnesty International's part? It certainly doesn't seem that way.
No, it doesn't. I don't think we, from a community, we have enough clout, if you want to use that, you know, to kind of challenge this, because they'll just either apologize or do a quick media segment on, you know, look, Israel also does great things, but, you know, the exposure and the footprint that they get with regards to articles that are pro-Israel and show the good that Israel does is very limited. And unfortunately, that's the fact that we face with. And I think we as a community, we need to look at other creative ways of getting the word out there to say, listen, you know, articles like this, they're not fact-based. And they're solid like fact-based. And unfortunately, you've got people who are sitting on the fence. They don't know too much. And they see an organization as big as Amnesty International. And they kind of get this preconceived notion of what Israel's about. And unfortunately, you know, there is prices to pay for recklessness like this. You know, people do lose
unfortunately,
lives.
Unfortunately, and lives so, will be cost because of this. There is no doubt. This is unfortunately all we have time for. Amilcar Milton, Director of Creative Access, thank you for reaching out to us and for giving us that perspective, which is really something quite unique and something that we don't have access to. So I really do appreciate that.